What's your first name?
Shelby.
Shelby, are you from New York originally?
Yes.
Your whole life?
Yes.
How about the direction of the country right now? Are you encouraged or discouraged?
Honestly, I'm kind of discouraged for the simple fact, if people are trying to come in and they have their right paperwork and documentation, they should be able to do that.
So he upset you with the restrictions that seem targeted at Muslims?
Yes, very much so.
Does it touch you in your own life in any way? People you know?
Or? Yes, actually one of my close friends is Muslim. He's not kicked out, but I fear he might be, so.
What do you do for a living?
Actually right now I'm a stay-at-home mom, so.
You are?
Yes.
You have more than one child?
No, I have a two-year-old son.
And that's nice, I think.
Yes.
You could spend that time with them.
Yes.
You feel like that'll make a difference in the long run?
Honestly, I do. I hope that my time spent with him, they actually say he's learning a little bit quicker, so I think it's paying off.
The recent women's march, did you feel anything about that? Were you proud of women?
I'm proud of them, but I feel it's a shame they have to do this. Like, it shouldn't have to be like this.
It's loud in New York City. It's been very nice to talk to you. What's your message of peace and love to our listeners in Jersey City, here in New York, around the world, on the internet, on WFMU?
Just stay positive and everything will go positive for you.
How do you stay positive?
Look at my son. That's really my encouragement, honestly.
What's the greatest joy of motherhood?
Watching them grow and learn different new things every day.
Thanks so much for your time. Here's my card. My show will air Thursday at 6 p.m.
Thank you.
Okay.
Here's Johnny Cymbal from 63 on Dusty.
Mr. Bassman. Mr. Bassman, you set that music thumping, to you it's easy, when you go one, two, three, yeah, Mr. Bassman, you're on all the songs, with a boom, boom, and a boom, 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 hey, Mr. Bassman, you're the hidden king of rock and roll, will you teach me, the way you sing? Cause Mr. Bassman, I wanna be a bassman too. Oh, Mr. Bassman, I really think I'm with it. Boom, boom. And come on, Mr. Bassman, now I'm a bassman too. Teach me, the way you sing. Cause Mr. Bassman, I wanna be a bassman too. Yeah, Mr. Bassman, I think I'm really with it. With it, boom, boom, and a boom, boom, come on, Mr. Bassman, now I'm a bassman too.
What's your first name, man?
Jamal Peters.
Jamal, you from New York?
I'm actually from Westchester County.
Do you pay attention to politics?
On and off. I feel like it's more than just politics. It's more kind of like almost like a reality show. It's not like the old school politics.
Do you miss that now a little bit?
I do. It's actually turning me off, because I feel like people are just into it more for the show. What's next that's going to be said that's controversial.
It seems like every day, doesn't it?
Literally, every day is just something new.
Does it wear you out?
It does.
What do you think about Trump? Can he be a good president?
So far? at first, I wasn't opposed to Trump. I mean, honestly, I didn't think he was going to win. Like, I thought, it was kind of set up. I'm not a big Hillary person. So, like, I felt like Trump was put there to, make it easier for her to win. So the fact that he did win kind of just
threw me off.
I was shocked.
I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton. She congratulated us, it's about us, on our victory.
I want to ask you one heavy question.
Yeah.
What does Black Lives Matter to the average person out in Kansas or Indiana? Or not that they're good people everywhere, but maybe they don't understand it. It has a bad reputation in their mind. What does it mean to you as an African American?
As an African American, Black Lives Matter is just kind of like an awareness. Cops within the black community is not always the greatest thing. Like, it's almost an us versus them kind of thing. You know, you walk out the door in the morning like you don't know. I've had conversations with some of my white friends.
Have you experienced things like that yourself?
Yeah, for sure. I've been arrested. I was targeted because I was black. After going through that, my views kind of changed on cops. I was in an amusement park, and I was surrounded for no reason. They told me to take my hands out of my pockets. I did. And they proceeded to arrest me.
Do you think the cops are scared sometimes because the
for sure.
stigma they have
definitely.
Built up? Like,
definitely.
I'm in a dangerous situation.
Definitely, definitely. And I'm in situations, too, where I'm in neighborhoods that are predominantly black, where I don't know people, and
you see,
I get that same fear, you know? That's the thing, as far as police officers go, everyone respects cops.
Yeah.
You know, like, if I go into a bad neighborhood, they might jump on me way before they're going to jump on a cop, just because, you know, like, what's going to happen after that. I don't know, I feel like it's a lot plays a role in it, like, you know, TV, movies, especially the international, like, they look at movies like Paid in Full, New Jersey Drive, like all of these old school movies where it's a lot about robbing and stealing, and that's kind of like the picture that they get in their head.
Like blaxploitation.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So I feel like that plays a major role as well.
Oh, look at my African American over here. Look at him. Are you the greatest?
Yeah, and that's the thing, and that's the worst thing about it is that he's in office, but the best thing about it is I feel like it's going to bring people together. You know, so the Women's March, like I was out there and I haven't seen so many people like together, like for one thing, like ever, you know, like in my life. So I feel like it's definitely
after the election, it was kind of a reaffirming, wasn't it?
Oh, my God.
Get you back on track.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
A lot of people out there. Great stuff. Here's my card.
Okay,
this show will air Thursday at 6 p.m. I hope
Thursday
you can check it out.
Oh, for sure.
It's on the radio. These are the birds, my back pages, Dusty Show. I'm glad you're with me, everybody. Stay here.
Crimson flames tied through my ears, going high and mighty trapped. Countless fire and flaming road, using ideas as my maps. We'll meet on edges soon, said I, proud neath heated brow. So much older then, I'm younger than that now. Half right prejudice leap forth, rip down all hate I scream. Lies that life is black and white, spoke from my skull I dream. Romantic flanks of musketeers, foundation deep. So much older then, I'm younger than that now. In a soldier's stance, I aim my hand at the mongrel dogs who teach. Fearing not, I'd become my enemy in the instant that I preach. Sisters fled by confusion boats. Mutiny from stern to bow. But I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now.
That distinctive bird's jangly guitar sound. Roger McGuinn. What a great time in our history that was. A lot of people came together and made big changes, positive changes.
I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now.
Phil? Phil Connors? Phil Connors, I thought that was you.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for watching.
Hey, hey. Now, don't you tell me you don't remember me, because I sure as heck fire remember you.
Not a chance.
Ned Ryerson! Needle Nose Ned, Ned the Head. Come on, buddy. Case Western High.
Ned Ryerson?
Bing!
Bing! It's been great seeing you, Needlehead. Take care.
Watch out for that first step. It's a doozy.
What's your first name?
Angelique.
Angelique, you said ask away about President Trump. What do you think of him so far? I know it's only been, not even 2 weeks.
Is this on the record?
It is on the record.
I think that he can my balls. That's what I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Definitely against him. What's your main beef with the president?
That he has no respect for the Constitution and for democracy and the way that this country was built, the Bill of Rights. He has no empathy, and he seems to be making decisions based on his business interests.
What about his surrounding cast of characters in his administration and in Congress? Will anyone stand up to him?
I don't think they'll stand up to him until it becomes in their political interest to do so.
Democrats like to say he'll never serve 4 years. He's going to be impeached eventually. Is it wishful thinking?
Partially it's wishful thinking. He's being very careful about staying within the bounds of the law, and I think he has a very good counsel counseling him about that. But there's what's legal and there's what's American and what's democratic. I think I hope they're building a dossier against him that they'll use to impeach him, but I think that the trick with that is they have to wait until they have something just really unimpeachable, to use that word, that they can convince Americans that it's the right move, because otherwise people are going to say this is just political.
What's your biggest fear of the Trump administration?
That he'll start a thermonuclear global war.
That's a real possibility.
I don't want to be overdramatic, but more and more I do. I'm trying to avoid being hyperbolic with it, but it's more and more likely.
Do you have friends who support Trump?
Family.
What do they say to you?
Give them a chance.
What do you say to them?
I say that I would have loved to give him a chance, but he never let me have that chance.
What's your message to people who are concerned out there in our audience, I may be a little bit worried about the way things are going in the country?
I'm really encouraged by the number and the passion of the people from all sides of the political spectrum that are stepping up and that are fighting for what they believe in.
Are you fired up about the way women in particular seem to be stepping up?
Definitely.
I appreciate your time. Sounds like you might have a train to catch, so I'll let you go. Here's my card. My show airs tomorrow night at 6. I hope you can listen.
Great, thank you.
Here's Grand Funk Railroad. From a pluribus funk, loneliness.
Loneliness cries deep from my soul. Keeps trying to tell me about the world growing so cold. Too many people try to take from my earth. But we can't live without control. Deep inside, a voice cries out for you. It's not alone, 'cause people have been crying too. If we don't stop, what we all see is wrong. I guarantee.
Lovey Pluribus Funk. It's the one shaped like a dime. The record jacket, it's round. Listen to Mark, Don, and Mel here. So good. first name Scott?
Yes.
Scott, do you pay attention to politics, or are you sick of it by now? You try to avoid it?
No, I pay attention.
Have you been paying attention your whole life? At what point did you jump in? For me, it was kind of Bush Gore and the dangling chads, and ever since then, I got hooked on it.
I'd say probably about the same time, but much more recent times.
In your life, how did that manifest itself this much more? Just paying attention more?
Yes.
Do you think it can become an addiction? I wonder sometimes, because even when I'm at work, I'm like looking on my phone.
Definitely. And present times, unfortunately, not in a good way.
Are you optimistic about the Trump presidency or not?
Not.
Were you for Hillary?
I was a Bernie fan to start with. Supported Hillary.
And were you shocked when she lost, or not so much in hindsight?
Very much so. I was shocked.
How about the first 10 days here? Now, it's very early in his administration, but are you worried about the way it's going? What are your feelings?
Very worried, and unfortunately, the stuff he's talked about, he's seems to be performing on the worst spectrum of it.
All that talk about, well, he'll calm down when he's in office and they'll keep an eye on him, it doesn't seem like that's exactly happening, does it?
No.
When you hear terms like martial law and things like that, is that going too far? Do you imagine those things, that it could become some type of authoritarian? Or
I have a concern. I don't see it going that far.
Are you encouraged to see all the protesters?
I am.
What's your final word? A word to the worried out there in Jersey City, where the show airs, here in New York, around the world on the internet on WFMU.org.
Keep the pressure on them.
Here's my card. My show airs Thursday at 6. I hope you can take the time to listen. I appreciate your sharing some time today.
Thank you.
Mike Connors and John Hurt. What's so young and alert? Ashes to ashes, dust to dirt. Mike Connors and John Hurt. John Hurt and Mike Connors. I'm sure they both won many honors, but now they're both goners. John Hurt and Mike Connors. We're gonna miss you. Forget you. We'll look behind us. It will remind us. Always remember. Not fade away now. And maybe one day we'll see you somehow.
What's your first name?
Chris.
Chris, you were more than willing to stop for a second and talk about President Trump. What's your take on him? You like him so far?
Yeah, I like him.
Did you vote for him?
Yeah, I did.
Did you like him from the minute you started listening to him, or did you have another candidate additionally that you liked?
Well, to be quite frank with you, I wanted to vote for General Powell, but since he wasn't running, Trump was the next best guy.
What I did was present the most visible, substantive, symbolic case for military action. That I did.
What do you hope for from Trump more than anything else? What do you hope he does?
Well, first off, maybe, you know, just like bring more jobs, not only corporate America, but the cities too, where it's most needed.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Did you not like Clinton? Did you not trust her?
Didn't trust her, didn't like her, nothing.
My station, where I work, yeah, there's a lot of liberals and a lot of Democrats that listen, sure, to it. And you see the Democrats now very concerned about Trump. Are they overreacting?
That's an understatement.
In what way do you think? Are they whining too much?
From what I was able to see?
Right.
They actually had this idea in their head that Trump was Adolf Hitler 2.0. Meanwhile, okay, yeah, he might have said some pretty unsavory things, I'll admit that. He's not going to deport all the Muslims, because actually, if you read his executive orders, it says nothing about deporting anyone that's illegal. And even, you know, the whole Muslim ban, quote-unquote, is only for, you know, like 90 days, 120 days, which Obama did the same exact thing for 6 months.
What's your message to all our listeners today? A message of peace and love.
I mean, honestly, you guys, love him or hate him, he's our president, so let's just stop the bickering and join forces, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I really appreciate your talking to me. Here's my card.
Yeah.
Nice of you, man.
She never noticed me before tonight. I never thought I had a chance. It's just so beautiful. And now she looks at me as if to say she wants to meet me, to make my acquaintance.
waited, so to speak, to find out if I like her and the way she smiles. I never entertained the thought of her. It never really crossed my mind, the possibility. And now she looks at me as if to say she wants to meet me, to make my acquaintance, so to speak, to find out if I like her and the way she smiles.
These are the fun and games from the album Elephant Candy. I think they were originally a Texas band.
At me as if to say she wants to meet me, to make my acquaintance, so to speak, to find out if I like her and the way she smiles. And now she looks at me as if to say she wants to meet me, to make my acquaintance, so to speak, to find out if I like her and the way she smiles.
You said your name's Mary?
Yes.
You started right in on him. I mentioned Trump. You said,
yes,
you said,
totally negative. The guy is a monster. He is going to undo everything good about the United States if Congress doesn't step up and do something and fight him. And thank God for McCain and Graham. At least they're willing to push back on the whole Russian influence. And Al Franken is my hero these days.
Is he? Would you like to have him in there as the president, Al Franken?
Franken? Right now, I'm just thinking of controlling damage.
I deserve good things. I am entitled to my share of happiness. I refuse to beat myself up. I am an attractive person.
He's going to undo all civil rights in this country, and he's probably ultimately going to undo the whole economy of this country, because if you don't have a strong middle class, there's no one to buy the goods that the companies at the top are producing.
I worry about the press and the First Amendment.
And the press and First Amendment, definitely, because that's how we're getting all our information.
What about the protesters? Do they encourage you?
Yes. And I think what they did at the airports was just wonderful.
Is it possible that the idea and the ideals of America in the end will be bigger than what we're seeing in front of us right now?
I think, you know, it is unifying a lot of disparate groups to come together. There's nothing like a common enemy to get people to work together.
What's your message of peace and love to the worried listeners out there on WFMU in Jersey City and New York?
Pay attention and watch the right kind of news, and you'll see how much energy is going in right now.
What do you watch? Rachel Maddow?
No. I have CBS and NBC on my phone, so I'm constantly getting, like, real news. And MSNBC and Trevor Noah, I think, is doing a fantastic job of really pushing. He's really stepped up to the plate, so.
I appreciate your time. What's your hometown?
I live in Western Massachusetts.
You do? Like, is that Worcester?
No, it's more like Amherst, Northampton area. One of those liberal bubble towns.
Thanks for your time, ma'am. Did I give you a card?
No.
Oh, here. My show is Thursday night at 6.
Okay.
WFMU, Jersey City. I hope you can
listen.
Okay,
well, good luck.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Delight talking to you.
Thanks.
I remember the first time I heard this back in 79, working at 96 Fever in Clearwater. This is Prince. Sexy Dancer on the Dusty Show, WFMU, Clay Pigeon, TNP. Come on, get on up.
Sexy Dancer, hear my body screaming. Sexy Dancer.
Prince playing everything, as far as I know. Multi-instrumentalist. I miss him. Bob. Don't go, man. Don't go. Come on.
Tell you the truth, I haven't seen Jill all week.
Well, what would you say is the best way to run Jill down?
Head for Happy Land.
Listen to my bluebird loud.
What do you say, man? Like the rag?
Yeah, you got something to do with it?
Everything, baby, everything. Editor, publisher, star reporter. Name's Morgan Carpenter.
Oh, Mannix. Joe Mannix.
Mannix, yeah. Insurance business, right, huh?
That's great. How did you know?
Well, I'm a reporter, man. It's my business to know people, dig?
What's your first name?
Josh.
Josh, you're nice enough to spend a moment with me and talk a little politics. Do you pay attention the last few years? Have you?
Yes.
I don't know if enjoyed is the right word.
Yes.
You get caught up in it.
Yes.
Yeah. Even after the election, have you stayed with it now?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you support President Trump?
No.
Okay. Initially Bernie or Hillary?
Hillary.
Were you shocked when she lost, or is that the wrong word?
I felt shock, but in hindsight, not surprised.
Are you concerned about the Trump presidency?
Yes.
What concerns you most? There's kind of a outrage du jour, but like of all the possible things, what concerns you the most?
Some sort of existential change to the planet or our country. So less the little day-to-day things. I think we can get through 4 years of day-to-day problems, but maybe there's more risk of a, what I would call a gigantic problem.
And when you visualize the gigantic problem, what is it? Does it involve other nations in Europe?
War, yes. The breakdown of Europe. I don't know how much damage you can do to climate change in the next 4 years, but setting that clock back significantly would also be existential to me.
What about internal conflict among the citizenry? Is that possible?
Of course, but we like to think we can get through that without having him ruin us.
We've heard Trump threaten the press. Do you worry about the First Amendment, about the media?
I do think that they'll be fine, too, in the long run. He sets up enemies, so I hope that they don't let him make them the bad guys, the enemies. I don't know how to do that. But don't do that.
Make
the press into this enemy for the rest of America to hate and distrust. Because when he runs out of people to be enemies with, I think he creates new ones.
What's causing this? Not just in the United States. We see Brexit and the emergence of people like Le Pen in France and all over the place. What's causing it, the underlying cause?
Maybe just the pendulum swinging back to nationalism. Pendulum swings to embracing other cultures and internationalism, and I think it just naturally swings back.
Over time. So it's been out there before. We've been through
yes.
this all before.
Yes. Sometimes it doesn't happen to the same degree, but I think that part happens.
Is this and a big one?
Yeah, but it always feels big when you're right in the middle of history. Hopefully in 200 years people look back and say, oh, that was a weird little thing.
Just like we look back and say something at the beginning of the 20th century was a weird little thing.
When you live through it, it feels very visceral.
You're right. What's your words of encouragement to our listeners on WFMU? A last word of peace and love from your heart.
No, just have hope. Stay strong. Have hope.
All Here's right. my card. My show airs this Thursday at 6. I hope you can listen. Good luck.
This is Zebra on The Dusty Show from Long Island.
I've been wasting my time. Oh, I am losing my mind. My head's on the floor. Forevermore, I have given you all. All I have. With a slam of the door.
Why do I love Zebra, you guys? It's Randy Jackson. Listen to it. Listen to it, damn it! Tell me what you want. That's right, Sean G. We are breaking out the Zebra, baby. I wish you could do it every week, every day. You gotta earn your stripes. Feel in the boot, right in the butt. What's your first name?
Steve.
Steve, do you support the president?
In some way I do, in some way I don't.
Did you vote for Trump?
I did.
You did. Was that mostly because you really, really didn't like Hillary?
No, I did not.
What was it about Hillary that you hated? The obvious things that people like to say, emails, Benghazi?
Well, not really. That wasn't my decision. Wasn't like my concern. My concern was the way I'm changing things for the people. That was my concern. What they did is what they did. And I felt that I wanted somebody who was going to change certain things for people.
The economic picture, was that a big part of
Correct,
it?
Correct, yes.
Right, jobs.
Jobs, insurance, health insurance, the way of life, trying to afford a house when we can't afford a house. So things like that, she wasn't proposing and she wasn't doing it like Trump was. That's how I felt.
Trump's been on a tear since he got into office. Are you encouraged to see that, or?
No, I think he's just trying to prove a point. I think he's just trying to show that he's got power and he can do it.
Right.
Which, it's not fair to other people, and we're all the same, but for what he's doing, I don't approve of it, but I'm not in his shoes, so.
Do most of the guys you hang around, are they mostly Republicans, or is it a mix?
It's a mix. Some wanted Trump, some wanted Hillary.
Do people get in little arguments sometimes?
Yes, all the time.
It makes
all
its way into your workplace?
Some people get very frustrated and get upset. They take it too personal.
Right, that could probably be a problem.
Yes, and it's going to start a war here with us amongst ourselves.
You think so? You think
I think it'll be a problem.
A conflict it's gonna, between it's, the citizens of the United States?
Yes, it's going to be a hate thing.
Everybody, what would you do? I mean, you seem like a totally reasonable, nice guy. Would you take up arms against...
I would never. Not me. Not my thing. But other people are out there that live off of this.
Do you hear talk about stuff like that?
No, I'm not hearing it, but you can see it. Like on Facebook, people put up stuff about, oh, he's doing the right thing, I would build a wall, or I wouldn't build a wall, and, you know, let's get rid of them, and, you know, we're all the same. We're all the same people, so
Is he on probation with you, even though you voted for him?
No, he's not really on probation. It just, like I said, I think he's just doing this for a power trip. He's got the power, he can do it. And a lot of the ruling has to come from, not just from him, it's from the government as well. They all have to agree on it before he can put something into the order.
When you see all the protesters, do you not like it, or is it like, oh, that's their right?
It's their right. That's how I feel. They want to protest, they can protest. Me, I can't because I don't have time. Now I see, like, I'm afraid of, it's like my kids, my daughter and my son, you know, which is, my son is 7 and my daughter's 11, and they see this and they want to know why. Why do people fight? Why do people argue? So you try to explain it to them, and like I said, somebody has power, now they can do what they want. That's how I feel.
Well, I'll shake your hand, man.
It's a pleasure.
Right, you too. And let me give you my card.
Yeah, sure.
And wish you and your family all the best.
Okay.
My show will be on Thursday at 6.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
hope you can listen.
Yes.
And good luck to us.
Enjoy.
This sounds good. Sunday, February 5th, 6 a.m. to 9 on Burn It Down with Nate Kaye. The Golden Grass Band from Brooklyn in the mold of Grand Funk, Blue Cheer, and Dust. 6 a.m. Sunday, be there or archive it. This is Jesus Jones, right here, right now, Dusty, damn it. Lopin hip hop beat of 91, so popular. His baseball hat, I remember that. I'm letting it in. Ken from Hyde Park saw Zebra.
I was alive and I waited, waited. I was alive and I waited for this. Right here, right now.
I like that guitar. We used to call that chewing tobacco and chiclets at the same time. That's right, Sean G. Let it in. That's all you gotta
apparently
do.
There's yet a new standard now, which is to not confirm a Supreme Court nominee at all. I think that's something the American people simply will not tolerate, and we'll be looking forward to receiving a Supreme Court nomination and moving forward on it.
What's your first name?
Mariana.
Mariana, what do you think about President Trump?
It
just seems like all anyone talks about these days.
Unfortunately. Where do you start with him? Not a lot of positive things, and he's a confusing and polarizing persona. Personally, a bad opinion of him.
You have a bad opinion?
A man that scares me.
How does he scare you most of all? What do you envision that's the most scary from President Trump?
Well, he doesn't seem to be someone who can react properly to situations, so as much as he wants to make this place safer, I don't see him achieving it. And I don't think that in the event someone decides to do something, he would have an adequate reaction. So,
talking about President Trump, what's your two cents worth?
What are you
for WFMU in Jersey City?
The next 4 years or anything like the first week, we have a long way to go.
What's your biggest concern with the president?
Well, since I'm a labor and employment attorney, probably the fact that I saw today that the Republicans are trying to pass a national right-to-work law.
And what are the implications of that?
for unions, the implications are that they could be representing people who would not be required to actually financially support the union. For me, potentially having to find a new field to practice it.
What's your message to concerned people out there that are a little bit worried about the way things are headed?
Oh, I can only quote my law school professor, roll with the punches, we'll survive it, whatever it is.
How about you?
As frightening as it is, this is actually our democracy at work. So if you believe in democracy in the next election, vote differently.
Thanks, guys. I'll let you share a card. My show's tomorrow night at 6. I hope you can tune in. Thank you.
We hear you, Barbara, in Northeast PA. Thanks for listening.
He's up late, he can't sleep, so he tweets. He goes to the bathroom, then he eats. They shower and shave him, they offer him sweets, for he is like a child. And now he's reviled the whole world over. His base is excited, the country's divided, the country's adjusting, he is disgusting.
What's your first name?
Marty.
Marty, do you pay attention to politics?
Yes.
Have you always, or did you jump in at some
always.
Point in your whole life?
Yes.
Who's the first president you ever voted for, the first one?
Kennedy was the first one I was sort of conscious of, and I would have voted for, but the first person I actually voted for was probably Humphrey.
Hubert Horatio Humphrey.
Right.
Right.
What a challenge to every person in this land to live up to the goals and the ideals of those who have gone before us and have charted the course of our action.
Now, Donald Trump, were you surprised to see him win?
I thought he had a chance.
Right. Do you think Comey, the FBI, do you think those things, Russian interference, do you think they made a difference?
It definitely harmed Hillary, yes. It definitely made some difference. Although I voted for Hillary, I think she ran a terrible campaign.
What was her biggest mistake?
I think there were two very big mistakes. One was that she ran against Trump more than having her own agenda. She didn't go to Wisconsin at all, hardly to Michigan, hardly to Wisconsin.
States that she ignored.
Right.
Right.
She was, I think, overconfident. So she, at the end, she was campaigning for the Senate instead of running for president.
Are Democrats overreacting now about Trump? Or they
no.
They're not overreacting?
No.
Talk about it a little bit. From your perspective, what's your seat?
Whatever doubt I gave him, because we didn't know which Trump would actually be in the White House, he has surpassed my worst expectations.
Will anybody on his own side stand up to him?
Well,
we see McCain and Lindsey
Graham. I'm hoping that his son-in-law and daughter do. So far, he hasn't seemed
kind
to...
Kind of a behind,
behind the scenes.
Dad, you need to
I think they have
kind of
reasonable thing. Values and clearly have influence on him, but at least so far, I think the Bannon faction has outweighed the Kushner and Ivanka faction.
What do you worry about most when you think of a Trump presidency?
I worry about a lot of things. Personally, what bothers me the most is I'm the child of really refugees. My parents were Holocaust survivors, and we're a country of immigrants, and my parents themselves more than paid back, and I think his immigration policy is disgusting.
What's your message of encouragement to people out there who might be worried in Jersey City and in New York, around the world on the internet on WFMU?
I don't really have an answer to that.
You don't?
No.
You think there's nothing to be positive about?
I don't know what will change. I mean, I just
what
don't have a...
What about the protests? Are you what? Glad to see all those people coming together?
Yes, absolutely.
Here you go, sir. My show airs at 6 o'clock on Thursday
Thanks.
Night. I hope you can listen.
Reconsidering this one from 89, Technotronic with Ya Kid K. Letting it in, baby. Shake that body. Shake that body. People. dance. Come on, get up. If you can't get up, just think it in your mind. Shake it. I'm shaking it right now, baby. Jam.
Come on and move it. Oh yeah, you gotta move it and groove it and move it on. Shake that body for me.
Who's on the phone says I love this one. Favorite track on the album. It is great, isn't it?
Shake that body for me. Shake that body.
Can I ask your first name?
Chris.
Chris, are you from New York City?
No.
Where do you live?
I live in Washington, D.C.
In D.C., so you're surrounded by politics down there.
Unfortunately.
Do you get tired of it?
D.C. is like the intellectual capital of the country, for sure. I mean, per capita, I'd say it's where the most smart people are.
Sometimes that feels debatable to the rest of the country. But
right, I know.
Did you fall into one camp or another in the last election, or are you a fairly moderate person?
I'm a swing voter, yeah, as every person should be. Parties should be competing for your vote all the
time.
Who
did you start with?
I like things about Bernie. I mean, the Democrats, you know, their main problem, I would say the left's main problem for the last several years is they were just trying to guilt people into voting for their side. You know, the general trend was, oh, if you agree with Trump on anything, you're a bigot, you're this, you're that, whatever. And this catastrophically backfired, as we saw. The level of public discourse is, when I say level, I mean intellectual level. The reasoning we're using, the things we're saying, is at a historic low. The tendency these days is attention is short.
Social media.
Yeah, they take a bit of this, take a bit of that, and oh my God, Trump's such an awful man. But, I mean, the guy said things that any typical president would say. I mean, he's obviously said some horrible things. Like, I don't think he's a great person, personally. You know, his job is to, I guess, do what he sees as in our best interest, and that's how people should approach it, frankly. I mean, people need to think about things in terms of not just, you know, he's not a Democrat, he's not this, he's not that. Well, what is he that can work for you?
What's your favorite thing about Trump?
He doesn't bullshit. I mean, he's doesn't have a particular attachment to truth, which is a problem, but when the guy says he's going to do something, thus far, he's done it. The ban everyone's talking about, I can't say I completely disagree with the ban. You know, I mean, there are extremely legitimate security concerns, and it's not like Trump woke up yesterday and decided to just ban all these people. I mean, this is stuff that's been assumingly floating around in the intelligence community for some time. Even publicly, we've known about ISIS training camps in Libya for a long time, for example.
Does it worry you when they defy judges, though? Is that a breakdown?
When they what?
When judges are defied and their orders?
Right, yeah. That one, yeah. So, and again, like, I don't know enough about the balance system and what the acceptable limits are. And I know that, to some degree, the executive branch does have, I guess you would somewhat call them dictatorial powers. It is concerning, yeah, I won't lie. It is concerning to go against federal judges.
A lot of people concerned right now, a lot of people happy to have Trump in there. And what do you want to say to people out there?
The best thing we can do as citizens is to not expect politicians to change things for us, and instead, we need to change them ourselves. I mean, if you're living your life in a way that is affecting the change you actually want to see, and you're not relying on the political order to do it for you, then that's the ideal republic, frankly. I mean, that's the best one.
I appreciate your time.
Yeah.
I like this song. Red Hot Chili Peppers, the By The Way album, 2002. The Zephyr song, Frusciani on guitar. I like the key to sing and everything good. Dusty, hey everybody.
Can I get your hand to bite on? Just a piece of leg to bite on. But I'm not to fly my kite on. Do you want to flash a light on? Take a look, it's on display for you. Coming down on not today. Did you meet your fortune teller? Get it off with no propeller. Do it up, it's on with Stella. What a way
makes
to
me miss California.
Pick it up, it's not too strong.
Feeling good tonight? You feeling all right? Hello, Europe, way over there. Should be around midnight a little later. LA, Seattle, Portland. Flyover towns, we love you too. How's Frusciani do it? No pedals, no nothing. Just naked as a jaybird.
Artificial camel balls.
Smell
awful,
Robert.
Please
remove them.
Take them away,
Robert.
Please.
Can you
see?
I am.
I am
the
cougar's
musk
is dense.
And
viscous.
Robert,
you
sit still.
My
eyes,
Robert.
Please,
I can't
see.
I can't
see.
Robert,
please
do
something
quickly.
I
fear
it might
already
be
too
late.
Robert,
in
my
towel dresser
drawer,
you'll
find
a little
bit of
money,
Robert.
When
I am
gone,
please
spend
the
money,
Robert.
Enjoy
it,
spend
it,
have
fun,
Robert.
For
God's
sake,
Robert,
spend
the
money
and
have
fun.
I
couldn't
bear
to
think
of
you
being
lonely
when
I'm
gone,
Robert.
In the
garage,
my
auto
awaits
your
charm,
meaning
where
I'm
going.
Robert,
please,
what
my
precious
petunias,
Robert,
please.
I
can't
bear
to
think
of
them
wilting,
stinking.
Old
rictus
on
sallow,
some cheese
of
unfortunate
working
men.
These men
work
so
hard,
they
work
so
bloody
hard.
What's your first name?
Lydia.
Lydia? The tattooed lady, they used to say.
Sure.
Do
yeah.
You know that song? You're too young. I barely remember that.
Oh, Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattooed lady.
President Trump, that's all anybody talks about these days. What do you think of him? You give me a funny look.
In all honesty, I don't like the guy. I don't.
What's your biggest problem with him?
Where do I begin? The way he's going about things. A lot of people say to have faith in him.
They tell you to calm down and give
him
a chance.
Yeah, he might surprise us. But honestly, his first few days, all he's shown is how horrible of a human being he actually is. Especially, like, for example, his immigration ban. I mean, we're all immigrants. That's how United States became the United States.
Has that ruling touched your life in any way? People you know or anything?
Yes. A lot of my friends, they have green cards. They're not citizens. They weren't born here like I was. They're not fortunate enough, and they're scared. And it scares me and infuriates me because these are good people, smart people, people that have been living in this country, paying taxes, doing all the good things, and now they're afraid to leave because they are afraid that they're never going to be able to come back.
I'm up to my neck in this stuff, and if you're online and you're reading the comments after the political stories,
so
you read words now, you're starting to see words like dictatorship and authoritarian. Do you think that's justified?
I think so. I think if we don't stay vigilant and if we don't do our part, absolutely.
Here's my question, and I don't know if you have the answer, and I don't know if I have the answer.
Probably don't.
Keep reading. Do something. Why doesn't somebody do something? We have to do something.
But we are doing
what
something.
What is that thing?
Do something as in speak up. Call your congressman. Marches, protests.
Are you scared?
A little bit. Most of all, I'm enraged more than I am scared.
Is there a silver lining? Might this coalesce?
the opposition to President Trump?
So right now, it's too soon to tell. I mean, every time we think, like after the Women's March and everything, we felt so empowered and so like we have a voice. And then the ban happens. Every time you see that there might be a light at the end of the tunnel, he does something to just be like, oh no, just kidding.
Some people say they come at you every day hoping eventually you'll get tired of it and just turn away and give up.
Right. Yeah, but that's not going to happen. Not this time.
What's your message to concerned people out there, people worried about the future of the country?
You're not alone. We're not alone in this. There's no reason to be scared because a lot of us are a little bit terrified, but a lot of voices won't be shut down. Don't be scared and don't hide thinking that that would be the best solution because it's not. We all have to stick together and yell.
Here's my card. My show airs tomorrow at 6. It's also archived if you miss it. I hope you can listen.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Great. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Always such a pleasure to talk to everybody out there and read your comments on the ACK. You know you're listening out there. Hey, everybody. Clay Pigeon. It's almost hearty time. Thanks to Mark and Andy for volunteer painting today here at the station. It's looking good, guys. Thanks. Here's Dylan. Not dark yet, Dusty.
Shadows are falling, and I've been here all day. It's too hot to sleep, and time is running away. Feel like my soul has turned into steam. I've still got the scars at the sun and nail. There's not even room enough to be anywhere. It's not dark yet, but it's getting there. And my sense of humanity has gone down the drain. Behind every beautiful thing, there's been some kind of pain. She wrote me a letter, and she wrote it so kind. She put down in writing what was in her mind. I just don't see why I should even care. It's not dark yet, but it's getting there.
Bob Dylan on Dusty. That's it, everybody. Dusty's over. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Clay Pigeon saying thanks for listening. Catch you next time for the Dusty Show. Party's next. Always remember.
What's a midwife crisis?
That's when you look at your life and think, am I really cut out for midwifery?
Oh, I get that a lot.
What the?
What?
Something wrecked my flower bed. It's crushed, look.
Oh, no. I bet it was your dog.
Spiny? Of course it wasn't. You take that back. I know my dog. Stop talking garbage about Spiny.
Jeesh, man, I'm just saying. Your dog runs around out there and digs stuff up, and it was probably him.
I swear to God, you better stop. You do not know Spiny or me or anything about flowers.
Butchie.
Go to hell.
Well, what did it then?
Uranus. The planet Uranus is in Capricorn, and this syzygy energy flattened them. Because I'm a Scorpio.
I think more likely it was the dog.
If I had a knife handy, I would stab your throat, you lying piece of mess.
Dang, man, look. Look, you know, I don't actually know.
What?
I'm sorry. I'm wrong. I have no proof it was Spiny. You mean that? I don't want to lose you as a friend, man.
I feel the same way.
It was probably Uranus.
Probably?
No, it was definitely Uranus. I love you.
I love you too, man. I'm sorry I blew up like that. I hate my temper.
That's okay.
It's just that I get passionate about the truth.
I know, it's cool. I'm just glad we're tied again.
Hug?
Sure. Love you, man.
Me too.
What's this love fest about? Oh, hey, we're just reconciling.
About what?
Well, Butchie's flower bed got leveled by the planet Uranus's cosmic waves, and I was insisting it was the dog. But I finally had the courage to admit that I was wrong.
And I respect that, man. Even though you were so wrong, you came around. That takes guts.
Thanks, man.
It was the dog.
Hardy, please, we just made peace.
What did you say? You're both wrong. It was the dog. I saw him.
Liar!
What the heck, Butchie?
Hardy, please. I thought you were all pro-love and harmony.
I am, but I can see you think something else might have wrecked the bed. But Uranus? Hey, something wrecked them.
You are a terrible person. Even if we are wrong, which we aren't, why is that more important than peace?
Because you built that peace on a lie, on sandy soil. The next time the flower bed gets wrecked and Uranus isn't around, you'll do mental gymnastics to make it all fit. Eventually, you'll have all your beds crushed because you never stopped the dog. What crap? He admitted he was wrong. If he goes back on that, then I'm wrong. How is that fair? Butchie, that's how the truth works. Look, the scientist who thought nerve impulses were always electrical had to give in eventually to the chemical guys. If they all came over to his side, just for unity's sake, neuroscience would have stopped right there.
So you're saying we have to undo the fake piece and go back to being contentious and try again?
Well, unfortunately, maybe. Unless you agree to look for the truth together. But, right, look, right now, the dog is tearing up the flowers. Look, right now. Oh, no, I'm not falling for that.
He's not lying, but his spine is digging up the bed right now.
You guys have no shame. You sicken me. You both have decided that you do not want peace.
Butch.
Nothing more to say. Out.
Really?
Get out.
Okay, it's Uranus.
It's Uranus. You're right, Butch. There. Isn't that easy? Now we just sit down and have breakfast and enjoy the lovely things from my garden. Also, if my garden gets wrecked again, I'm blaming you guys because you probably made Uranus mad.
Fair enough.
Welcome to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I'm Hardy White. Join me now in the Radio Cafe, where every table is taken up except for my two-top with a spare chair. You're going to have to sit there. Do you want your coffee or not? Oh, the things you have to bear to sit there in the only chair. Something, something, something. Oh, I'm not going to stop talking either.
Oh, please sit with me.
I was so lonely, I want to join you.
Oh, Hardy, I love you so much.
I love you too, Meemaw.
But don't ever tell me what you believe.
Oh, I never would do that.
Because then I might not love you.
I know that. Oh, my goodness, my friends. It's so... Oh, the soup is good, by the way, Meemaw.
It's not soup. It's the blood of angels.
All right, whatever you want it to be. My friends, I want to share my life with you today. Oh, there's so many things on my mind. I've already forgotten what most of them are. So I'm glad that really the only thing I need to do is keep you company. That is such a low bar. And what is a low bar? Do you mean literally a little inn, like a little tavern, that kind of bar? No. What are you talking about? Again, I don't know. I just feel like I need to distract you. Maybe you're driving on your way to commit some sort of violence, and now I'm made you forgot what it is, and you're just going to drive around town until you're exhausted and then fall asleep in your front seat with a candy bar wrapper in your hand. That's good. Then we've saved both of us, haven't you? Oh, my friends. Friends, it's so easy to love you because I don't know you. That is, people say, it's difficult to love strangers, Hardy. No, that's easy. Because I can imagine you being whoever. I don't have to see, I don't hear you yelling back at the radio, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up. Right? So of course I can love you. Project all my love and goodwill out there. because it's just, you're a hypothetical you to me. And it's funny how I err on the side that you're peaceful and full of love and a good person. But who knows? Now, if I knew you and I had to love you, oh, if you're my half-brother, Hale White, who is evil, it would be more difficult. So how do you know he's evil? Because I know him. I know I've seen him, watch him do things and make decisions and everything. But you don't still love him? What about unconditional love? If somebody is stabbing you repeatedly and cursing your name as you lie there and you still love them, maybe what you're doing is not love. Who knows? I don't mean to question things. I do, though. I had questions. This is ironic, but only after I left school did I have questions. If only I'd known that I'd just raise my hand and say to the teacher, hey, you know, I have a question. What? Can I go to the bathroom? And she would say, I don't know, can you? And I'd say, let's see, I'll call your bluff. Yes? So, I'm sorry, go to the bathroom, for me, is a euphemism for urinate. I meant, may I urinate, is what I should have said. Oh, what we learn. We have so many things in our head. Do we know where they came from, even? Have you ever looked for the label on it? Take any kind of idea or anything that's in your mind as if it were an ashtray from Las Vegas. Did you buy it or steal it? Turn it over. And then look, there should be a little thing that says made in occupied Japan on the back or something. Could be made anywhere. All your ideas came from somewhere. They have a point of origin. If you've ever seen the Antiques Roadshow, they'll turn over something like a piece of silver, the silver spittoon or something. And they go, oh, I brought my silver spittoon. And the appraiser will go, I'm going to turn it over. And the owner will go, no, wait. Because he forgot to empty it. But after they get that, they edit that out. The gallon of spittle being poured upon the lap of either Leslie or Lyle. What is one of the twins? Anyway, no, they're furniture guys. So he's looking and saying, now look at this stamp. The silversmith, I think that's right, has stamped a code on there. Say, this is mine. This is my silver. Did you come up with the idea of a spittoon? No. But you made that one. Yes. So you're not saying the idea is yours. You're saying just literally you made this. Yes. So you want credit for that? I guess so. But you sold it, right? So it's not yours anymore anyway. I made it. It's my spittoon. Does it matter who made it? Oh, I think it does when it comes to ideas. Trace the source. They say follow the money. I say follow the monkey. The monkey is a little idea in your head jumping around, and that can make you do all sorts of things. The monkey in me makes me do all the things I do, by Hardy White. There's a monkey in me. He lives in my head, and sometimes he pushes against my eyeballs and I mistake it for sinus pain. But it's really just the monkey. He wants to come out and